I've been working on my backwards talking.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of the Barely Qualified Show. That is Kyle waving over there.
Yep.
I'm Nick waving over here. This is presented by Good Time Media. Shout out to them for that.
What episode? What episode number are we on?
Five. It's been a grind to get here, think?
I'm just curious. I was just wondering.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this for... I mean, it feels like it's been so long.
It's been so freaking long.
It's been a grind. Life isn't easy. We're living proof of that. We have busy lives. We're out here feeding our families, feeding Kyle's family.
Yeah, and you guys are people doing it.
Yeah, so shout out to you guys for tuning in to during your busy life. And shout out to us for being here during our busy lives.
Yeah. Sorry, do it one more time. I was socked you in the face.
Ooh, we
sock. That was a clapping for sync.
Yeah, we forgot to do that earlier. We figured we'd just make it a team effort. Oh, thanks, man. I'm doing so well.
POV Nick's name is Sync.
I'd like to... Thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy and
so the joke there was that his name is Sync and we were clapping for Sync. So he's Sync and I'm clapping for him. Yeah, I do it for you and I do it for the people of the world.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I care about life.
I mean, life's, you know, like I said, life's been pretty crazy. For me, I'm a college student right now. I'm studying civil engineering. Work gets pretty crazy with everything that I'm studying in the current moment. But I also went to the gym today.
Gym? How's he?
How's the knee?
How's the knee? No, I said how's he?
How's the he?
Gym, the guy.
Oh,
you meant gym.
Yeah, about that.
Misunderstood me.
Jim's doing okay.
Good.
I mean, as I mentioned before, I tore my ACL coming back from surgery.
Oh, yeah,
I just got to start on a jogging program last week. So
what's a jogging program?
Just a progression for just getting back into like running and stuff.
For people who have had like leg injuries
from torn ACLitis, yeah.
Is it through the gym or like through like a Facebook group?
It's a piece of paper that they gave me from my physical therapist.
And so it's not a club.
No, it's not a club.
Oh, that sounds like.
I mean, I am old enough to go into the club, but
running club,
not something I could really be doing
the
right
club.
Now. In the club, it's where we're all fam.
The club, we all fam.
Yeah, I my PT like I. My PT is going pretty great, like I said.
PT, you mean
physical therapist?
Package
physical therapy.
Practice.
Pokemon trainer, yeah.
Practice tickles. Your practice tickles are going pretty good.
Yeah, I mean they've been great.
Yeah.
That's
weird.
But it's
you
should weird.
Know how to do that by now.
I don't tickle people
there
much.
There should be no practicing happening.
Can I just give it a try?
Yep,
let me just
give it a ring. Yeah. You need more practice, maybe. Nope. Yeah, you're not doing too. What the hell are you doing?
You're exaggerating a bit. I don't like that. Maybe I do need more practice.
Yeah.
Anyways,
he needs more practice. Tickles.
I started a running program. I went to the gym today on my campus to go, you know, try to run, jog a bit. I saw probably the most insane thing that I've ever seen on my college campus.
Ooh, do tell. Was it a squirrel that was walking backwards?
It was actually a pterodactyl, and that's what PT really stands for.
Oh wow, you should have led with that.
Yeah, I didn't want to just come on too strong with it.
Yeah,
but for real,
who's too strong?
I don't know, man. You gotta let
people
me tell
know
my.
What I know.
You gotta let me tell my story.
Sorry,
this is my life that I'm sharing. I walk into the gym and there's this guy who was like dressed up in like a Lorax outfit.
Okay.
And like I'm talking like he literally had the eyebrows, like, on his eyebrows. He had the yellow mustache. He wore, like, you know those, like, skin-tight bodysuits?
Yeah.
That they wear? Mm-hmm. Like, he
that
literally
they
had...
wear.
Like, that guy was part of it. But he literally had, like, all, like, just the orange bodysuit.
Did he, was it, like, a hooded thing, or did he, like, have, like, a bot? Like, did he have, like, a...
We could see his face.
Oh, but it, was it, like, a... What's it called? Bald cap? Or was it just, like...
Oh, no. He, like, it was all over. Like, he had, like, a little, like, hood,
that's
I guess.
Funny.
Well, not, like, a hood, but, like, it covered, like, his hair.
Okay.
So, but it was, like, attached, like, the whole entire body. Like, mm-hmm. You could just see, like, orange everywhere. Orange legs, orange feet. The only things that weren't orange were... I mean, you could see his, like, shorts through it, which, bright color. I get it. But he went to the basketball courts. I went to the overhead track that looks above those basketball courts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was his friend or something. He got a video of him, like, shooting a three-pointer, and then just upped and left. I just thought it was the craziest thing that
walked in, shot a three, and dipped?
Yeah, in the Lorax costume.
I respect it.
It is April 21st at the day of recording right now. Like, if it was 20 days ago, I probably would have understood it. If it was 6 months and 10 days in the future, I probably would get it. But you just picked a random day of the year to dress up as a Lorax.
If it was, like, that's not even, like, a, even if it was, like, April Fool's, that's not even, like, an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
To walk into a place with a silly costume on, that sounds like a Halloween bit, or just, like, you are, like, Lorax isn't even, like, relevant right now.
I don't understand it.
Maybe, like, it was a school project.
It
probably was a school project.
I almost hope it was, or, like, some sort of, like, fantasy football forfeit or something.
Whoever gets the most views on their TikTok gets to go to, I don't know what happens in colleges. The best, or, I don't know, I don't.
This is a trade school kid right here.
I went to a trade school, and then I friggin' graduated.
But yeah, so. It was insane, and, like, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm just getting super mad about it, because Earth Day is celebrated on April 22nd. I mean, you've seen the movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's kind of the whole gag of it.
Yeah, they want real trees, mm-hmm. not just the air trees that mm-hmm. Mayor O'Hare is, like,
yeah.
insane and everything. So, like, if you're the guy that was on my college campus today wearing that Lorax outfit, congrats, but you're a little early, buddy.
Little early, buddy.
Do better.
Do better.
I mean, it seems like you're doing a great thing with...
This goes out to Mr. Lorax, man. Get fucking crack.
How do you think Danny DeVito would feel knowing that
you dressed up
as a character in a movie that he was in?
Did he voice that?
I think he did. I'm pretty sure he did. Let me...
Nick, look it up. Oh,
I'm pulling out my phone to look it up.
Yep.
Which I have permission to. Let's be very clear about that.
Yeah,
I
need to take this as, like, a big old first impressions right now if you haven't ever listened to us in the first ever.
Yeah, it was Danny DeVito.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't watched that movie. I do remember that the guy who played the human was from The Office.
Yeah.
I forget his name. Ed Helms.
Yeah.
Ed.
Shout out Ed.
Spooky name.
But yeah, Danny DeVito's probably looking down from, I mean, he's not dead, but he will
somewhere. Be one
day. I hope not. Speaking of dead, rip Pope Francis.
Yeah, what the hell? What did that? I feel like that came out of nowhere. The second it happened, they were like, all right. I was hearing about it, like, an hour after the news was, like, after, I feel like an hour after it happened, people were, like, talking about it, you know?
Yeah, you know, that was the news that I woke up to today, and it really set precedent for everything that I did today.
Apparently, like, now all of the, like, I don't know what the next in line is called, but, like, it's a big group of people.
Yeah, Cardinals.
Cardinals. Is a pretty cool name. They're, like, getting locked in the room, and they're, like, voting. And, like, voting until they, like, one person gets, like, 2/3 majority. And then, like, and then what the thing is, I don't know if you saw, like, what they do is, like, they blow black smoke out of the building. And then, like, which I think doesn't sound very, like, good for, I don't know, the environment. But the second, like, once you see white smoke come out, that means they picked a new pope.
Hmm.
Because everybody's locked in there until they find a new pope now.
Yeah, I mean
maybe
that's
not
a,
now. But
that's a lot of commitment. I I think Kyler Murray has a really good shot at being the next Pope.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think height matters in that matrix.
And he was the first overall pick.
Yeah,
like who wouldn't want that
guy?
Why
isn't he gonna get 2/3 of that vote?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
they could look at his lack of getting into the playoffs.
Yeah,
but I think that is a good shot. So yeah. Kyler Murray, you have my vote.
I would vote for Kyler Murray for Pope, especially because his name is kind of like my name.
Yeah, Kyle R. Murray.
If you add my name with like another name,
see, that's perfect.
There you go.
Also, this past weekend I did my first real improv show.
Oh yeah, I'm very excited. Any crazy goofs or gags that happened? Any crazy crowd members? Was there a drunk guy that came up to you and started kissing you or something?
I mean, I wasn't drunk, but I did kiss my stage partner. He was okay.
Thumbnail and quick thumbnail and title right now. Nick got kissed on stage by a drunk guy? ! Did he? ! With tongue? !
Period.
And make sure, who's our guy who does post? What's called? Let's name him right now. His name is Trevor. I need you to
get off your phone.
Trevor, get off your phone. I know you're watching this, but Trevor, I need you to get off your phone and make his make the title of it Nick Kissed Everything I Just Said. So
yeah,
ready and go. If you click,
I'll even give you like a little like, because that's what I did to my stage partner.
Yeah, Trevor, make sure you put that in the thumbnail, please.
Thank all you, right. Trevor. Go. We brought up Comedy Sports as Kyle's last week's Bathroom of the Week. That is where I had my first real improv show. Now, they have two theaters there at the Milwaukee Comedy Sports. They have their normal main theater where they have like all the pros mm-hmm. perform their shows. I'm not a pro. I think it'd be really cool to be a pro at some point. Maybe I'll get asked if that's something I want to do.
We'll manifest it for you.
Thank you.
My manifesting wall that just off camera.
Yeah. In the little side theater, they also have productions as well. These are just like one-off productions. Like some of the people like host their own stuff there. And I was approached by one of the coaches who is one of the longer tenured players at Comedy Sports.
Who?
Mike Kauth.
Okay, yeah, is that the voice?
Dr. Voice. One of the best Dr. Voices I ever heard.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Very good guy. One of a really good friend of mine. If you see this, Mike Kauth, I respect Kauf. You a lot. But he
Give
approached
us a
me.
Nod. I don't know.
He approached me and asked if I wanted to be part of it. And I was like, yeah, that'd be awesome. So the show was called Improv 22. And it was me and 17 other different improvisers.
Holy
there were
cow.
Some pros that were in Comedy Sports that are part of it. Some, you know, up and comers, some people that like just some other people knew. And we got split into three different groups on Saturday, and we all learned a different type of long form format.
Oh, it was a long form.
It was a long form improv.
I love a good long form improv.
The 22 comes from each of our sets were 22 minutes long.
How long was it?
I just said 22 minutes for
each set. Though.
Yeah, 22.
How many sets?
Three. For
okay,
three groups.
So an hour and a half, basically.
About an hour. There wasn't an intermission or anything.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just went straight through.
Cool.
But the format that I was in, I don't know if there's any, like, you know, improvers, improvocateurs. Improvers. Whatever they go by. My format was called Chairs. And basically this came from like a short form game, and what each scene would start with there's two chairs.
Okay.
And I mean the way that we brought in our suggestion at first was what's like just asking what is a place that, you know, two people would be sitting next to each other. So like you and I are talking on this couch right now, like couch would be like a suggestion, and the scene doesn't move unless the chairs move. So like it's called a montage where there's just all these like different scenes like happening. There wasn't a lot of like continuity with it. The characters don't have to be like constant.
That's good.
At all. But
sometimes it can be kind of hard sometimes.
It can be, but every time like a new scene happened, the chairs would move positions, and like the people who moved the chairs, they initiated the scene, justified why they were in that space.
Do you get suggestions from the audience?
Oh, just that initial suggestion. Everything else was just on the mind of the improvisers.
Okay.
So, it was really cool. I went through a lot. Like I said, I gave my scene partner a smooch.
Who's your scene partner? You can shout him out.
My guy, Mike Durante. Love you, bro. Mike. It was so fun to play with you the other day. And, I mean, everyone else that I performed with, too. Shout out Joe. Shout out Hannah. Shout out Sean. Shout out Mike Durenberg. Shout out Mike Durante. Shout out Mike Kauf. That's three mics in a row. That's a snap
streak.
Three
mics in a row plus ours.
Yeah, that's five mics in a row.
Holy cow.
Oh, my days.
Get a mic check.
It was really cool to play with people that I've never really played with before. Other than Joe. Joe's on my rec league team.
Yes. I know. I've seen Joe once or twice. Joe's guy. Great. Looks cool.
Yeah.
He looks like a cool guy.
But yeah, it was great. I gave my scene partner a smooch.
That'd be cool.
I had like an awkward first date at a really long table. I had a vasectomy for the second time. It was a lot of cool things happening out of thin air in the chairs. So that I was there the whole day. We spent the whole day like learning the format. I got there at noon. Our show was at 7. My group was the last to perform. That was closer to around like 7:45, 7:50 ish.
A couple rehearsals.
Yeah, we worked in sessions with each of the coaches, our initial coach, like, teaching us the form, and then the other two coaches that were, just watching us do it, just helping us refine some stuff. We did a mock show before the actual show, and then we had our real production. And it was great. It ended up working really, really well. Again, had such a fun group of people to work with. It was amazing, and I hope to work with them again.
Awesome. That's sick.
Yeah, it was awesome. I ended up going to the 10 o'clock show after, and I was super tired.
Yeah.
I was there for 12 hours of my day.
Any laughs? What was your biggest joke? What was your biggest thing that you said that you remember that everybody else was like, that's a silly gag?
Well, okay, the vasectomy scene was really funny.
The other guy was like a doctor?
Joe came in as a doctor. The other guy came in as like another patient awaiting a vasectomy.
Okay, how many people were on this? Sorry, didn't mean to ask.
My group was six people. Every group was six people.
Okay, cool, gotcha. I'm visualizing it.
Yeah, in this scene it was only like three people. Like it was just me, Mike, and Mike Durante, and then Joe. But I think the biggest laugh that I first scene that I was in the night was in the like long first date scene. Mm-hmm. So my scene partner, Sean, he positioned the chairs like really far away from each other.
You just do it random. You don't even like think about it.
I mean, sometimes you have like the scene you want to set up is okay, cool. In mind.
Cool.
That tended to be like the case. Cause like the person who moves the chairs, like initiates the scene.
All right.
So like our scene was like just the start of a first date. We had a really, really long table away from each other. That was kind of like what was intended to be like visualized through that.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm sitting here, Sean's sitting here. He's like, he starts like digging into his food, and he was like, you haven't even touched your steak. And I responded with, you've touched your steak a lot or something like that. And the crowd just went wild. Like, he played it off
you
so perfectly.
Your steak a lot.
Yeah, he played it off so perfectly, and he just kept his jaw dropped. Like everyone was just, the crowd erupted at that. And like, I didn't even think it was like that funny, but it was just like a funny juxtaposition.
Mm-hmm.
Sean just kept his mouth dropped. The scene like progressed like a little bit, and we were provided later in the scene provided from Hannah, our waiter. They gave us like a noodle that we were gonna do like Lady and the Tramp style.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I started that, or just the way that the scene ended, I was like, oh, are you going to take the first, second, third, and fourth bites of that, too? And that got a good laugh. And then, like, the scene, what's the word I'm thinking of? We cut the scene.
Killed?
Then, not killed.
Eruption?
We swept. Place, we swept the scene.
The face, everybody had to take a break. They were so passed out.
It was volcanic in
volcanic.
There.
Volcanic. I like that.
Krakatoa. You know? Sorry, can you say that a little louder?
Is that cool?
With the cup?
I said, cool.
Put the cup down. Maybe we could pick the cup back up. I just want to put the cup down.
Can't put down the cup. Shout out Dave Blunts for that.
I don't remember what I said, so I'm just drinking another sip.
What about you? Were you been busy? Stuff?
Well, on the night that you had your show, I believe, I don't know if it was the night of the show or no, it was the night before the show. Because what that was a Friday. I don't know. I just went out. It was crazy. It was an accidental went out and got a fish fry on Good Friday, which if you're going to get a fish fry, probably don't want to go out on Good Friday and get a fish fry. Unless it's like a tradition for the fam to go and do it, I would not recommend doing it because me and Kaylee went down the street to Light Palace, stopped at there. I can't eat fish fry because it's bread, and I'm a gluten-free child, so I can't eat bread. So I just got regular wings, regular naked wings, and
you done messed up, my lad.
And Kaylee got the fish fry. And we were, and this is no hate to the restaurant at all. The restaurant's great. We love Light Palace.
That was an accident.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Yep.
No. God, that Nick.
All right, that Nick.
Always make people laugh.
Zany, crany, grainy. So, anyways, no hate to the restaurant at all. The restaurant's great. They were under some crazy circumstances. I think they were understaffed. They were very nice about it, but we waited. I'm not even going to lie to you. 2 hours for our food.
Dang.
Like, and like I said, I'm not mean to call out the place. Like, they are a great place. Love. That's what.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
No, it's not.
That's more appropriate.
Yeah, we were, like, but they were nice about it. The waitresses came up and like apologized. We got a free drink. We got a free drink, like little coin thing. It was pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
So like they treated us, but they, because I don't really know what was going on, what happened, but so. Unfortunate, and the plan was to go there, eat, and then come back, and then we were gonna pregame at my house, and we were gonna go out and drink again a little bit, but which is still what happened. But when people were coming, getting to my house, that's when we were also getting to my house because we were waiting so long for the food. But yeah. Regardless, fun night.
Man,
played some darts. I won 2 games of darts.
There we go. What game?
I won 501 and then cricket.
Okay.
Against 3 other people, so I you could say I'm the Kang.
Just wait till Lakin's back in town.
Touch the Kang. What?
Wait, just wait till Lakin's back in town.
I'm not sure what that means. Can't understand what you're saying. You must be speaking a different language.
We'll just have to show you someday.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Language.
We'll figure it out together, won't we?
I guess so.
I could do it again. Can we do that in slow-mo? It's not working, man. I tell this thing to go in slow-mo.
We'll tell Trevor to do it in post. Trevor, do it in post.
Yeah. I was so excited. Whatever.
Trevor also put a hat on Nick and then spin it around in a circle and go.
Last time I put a hat on in front of Kyle, he said I looked fat, and I... it's up to you at this point.
I didn't say you look fat. You said, do you look fat? I said yes.
You implied it.
You asked if you looked fat. I said yes.
You're supposed to say no.
You want me to be the liar in the
world? We can hash this.
The second we start lying to each other, Nick, that's when this podcast goes down the friggin' rails.
Well,
towards the creeper cave. You ever watch the Minecraft movie?
I haven't yet.
I did.
I don't think I will. I saw that it is grossing close to $1 billion.
I hate that. Honestly, like it's not a good movie. There's the story sucks. Like I get it, it just doesn't make any sense.
Can we while we're here, like I haven't seen it. Can we just talk about how unsettling it is for Jack Black to be Steve?
Yeah, I
like
the route I wish they took was more like I wish they'd like put it in the Minecraft universe, like. The Minecraft characters were it was a story, like, how Steve, like, the actual main character, like, actually came about. They did it, like, I'm going to spoil. Are you okay if I spoil what's going on? Because it makes no sense.
I'm probably not going to see it, dude. Just go for it.
It's not even going to spoil anything because it's going to make no sense to you because, therefore, it makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
So the way Steve got into Minecraft, because he's like a real person.
Yeah.
He was a kid and wanted to, he, end quote, he yearned for the mines, which is like, you're just trying to like.
A kid people. Yearning from the mines.
They're just taking the meme and they're just trying to like get people to that, grab onto it.
That feels really backwards. Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, and then the joke was like, he really wanted to like go work in a mine, but like nobody would let him because he's a kid. And then when he's an adult, he's working a regular job. He's like, oh, I forgot about the mines. And then he goes and goes into the mine and like he's mining like for real. And then he finds a cube and then like another cube and he puts them together and then it makes a portal into Minecraft. Does that make any sense to you?
No.
No context whatsoever. That is what happens. It's
That's
like, oh,
so
I
weird.
Found a cube and here's another cube in like Indiana or like Idaho, like some random ass state. Like they give no context.
That just makes it feel even more Jack Black in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's just something that feels right. And, like, I mean, we've seen the memes. We've seen Chicken Jockey. We've seen the McDonald's
also,
Happy Meal toys.
That pissed me off.
Chicken Jockey?
Yeah, because I hate people who are, like, going into theaters and, like, ruining it for other people. There are two different sides of that. People who are like, whatever, they're having fun. And the other side is like, stop it, you're embarrassing yourself. And I'm on the side of, like, shut up.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think they're having fun at all. I think they're ruining it for other people. And, like, I'm sure it's bringing people to the theaters, which is great. But, like, I'm being serious, Kyle, for a second. If you're doing that, you're a loser, and I hate you. And I think you probably should go home and do the ice bucket challenge, but with fire.
It's a lava bucket when it's Minecraft,
oh,
actually.
Oh, yeah, my bad. A lava bucket challenge.
There we go.
Because the ice bucket challenge is
that's
coming
more
back.
Like it.
I didn't know about that. Maybe I'm too out of the loop.
This is a barely qualified PSA.
It's a barely qualified public service announcement.
Thank you.
What is it?
That was it. Oh. What you just said.
Sorry.
Trevor, edit that in.
Trevor, edit that in to a clip.
Zoop. Yeah. Did you... How long was the movie? Did you have to use the bathroom at all during it?
No, it was really short. I think it was like an hour and a half.
Oh, okay. Wow.
It was
like
a very short movie.
Wow.
I did not have to use the bathroom. I wouldn't... Because, like, I don't know, the kids were like, luckily it wasn't like a packed theater and there was only like a few teenagers that were actually doing the whole like, and also like, I don't care if you're yelling Chicken Jockey. That's the, I should.
I'm sorry. It's just so funny. Yeah.
I don't care that you're yelling Chicken Jockey, but once you start like throwing popcorn at people and throwing soda at people and then throwing, they're like literally threw their shoe at the screen. Like it's like they're ruining it. And then, people are, I mean, this didn't happen in my theater, thankfully, but, like, they're, like, having to stop the show, like, stop the, like, people paid to be there. If that happened in my theater, I would have literally left, and I would have gone to the place and be like, all right, I'm going to need my money back. Yeah, Kyle's not invited to the function, because I'm maybe a lame-o-bame-o right now, but that's what I say.
That's fair.
Maybe, I don't even know what I'm going to say.
Did you even use the bathroom when you were at the theater?
Oh, no. Oh, I see
where you're going. Where did you, where'd you use it this week?
The most recent time I used the bathroom and documented the experience was, hold on, I have to tee it up for the clip. This is Kyle's Bathroom of the Week.
So, what was the most recent time you used this bathroom?
This was the most recent time I used this bathroom was Friday.
So have you just been holding it for 2 days then?
Yeah, I notoriously only use the bathroom when it is the BOTW time.
P-U. Whatever,
stinky.
That's
stinky.
Let's take a look at what we got for this week.
I'm a little stinky. Sorry about that. Oh. The Speedway on Packard Ave. I know you're thinking, you're like, oh, it's probably the bar that he went to. Oh, it's probably the bar that he went to. I don't know.
It's probably the bar you went to.
It was not the bar that I went to.
Really?
This week. Bathroom of the week is Speedway on Packard Avenue. Now, in Cudahy, Wisconsin. I'm going to turn this again. Sorry, folks. Maybe I'm going to turn it back. Everybody, sorry about it. Yeah.
It went so dark
for
a second.
Yeah, because I was covering up the light. That's
you
what
sure
happens.
Were?
It was like a Kyle eclipse.
I didn't have my glasses for it. Anyway.
Speedway on Packard Ave. This is where I went, and that's an actual real-life picture. Not a picture that I took. I got that from the internet, but that is the Speedway. That's not the actual Speedway. That's just, and then below that, That's Homer Simpson being Homer Simpson, because you know Homer Simpson knows what he's doing when Homer Simpson's getting gas. But Speedway, Packard Ave. Ever been there?
A few times.
Yep. Never. Kind of a notoriously a trashy place, which is gonna surprise you for a little bit.
I've withdrew money from the ATM there a few times. Nice. What are those, like, it's a torpedo, right? Or a tornado?
The thing that, like, spins the meats?
No, it's like a little, like, I don't know how to describe it.
It's like a wrap? It's like, isn't it like, are you?
It's like a, it kind of looks like a wrap. It's like tight. Like a tight wrap.
Yeah.
I know it's something with a T and ends with an O.
I think it is torpedo, because I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's reaffirming then. I've never had one of those.
Are they yummy?
I've never had
one. Do you like them or do you yummy?
I like the way they look.
Cool. The good stuff about the bathroom. So this week, this was very oddly clean. That's what threw me off immediately. Well, first off, I went up to the bathroom right away. It's probably like midnight, and we go into this bathroom, and I go up to the bathroom and I jiggle the door handle. Obviously it's locked, because at most bathrooms you gotta grab a key, which is what that guy is. You see that big thing? That was not the key. That's not a real picture. That's not what our key looked like, but that's just an exaggeration of what the key looked like.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting, because I'm not used to that sort of sitch, but I had to go get the key from the cashier. That was what happened. Uh-oh, beep, beep, stinky. So I went and I got the key and I walked in there. And they had I just looked like I was walking into the back rooms. Like, it looks a little, like, dark here, but it was the brightest, like, bathroom you've ever seen. Like, that. I literally walked in and I was like, oh my gosh. It was just, like, the brightest thing you've ever seen. So, number one, very oddly clean. Number two, they had Dumble the soap. They had two soaps going on. I don't know if you can see it in the top and the bottom right.
Oh, so you
picture.
Get to choose.
They got Dumble the soap, two soap if you try. One try soup, soap, two soap, one soap, two soap.
One soap, two soap, red soap, blue soap?
Blue soap.
Blue soap.
Blue soap.
Heck yeah.
Bright, which very bright in there, which was very good for seeing. I don't know if you know much about Bright, but Bright is good for seeing.
I didn't know much about it when you were in front of that light over there, but now I have a clue.
In case dark there, this bright good for seeing. In case dark, I can't see. Bright, I can see. Sort of deal going on there. They had a key for the latrine, which probably was the thing that kept it clean, don't you think, Keen?
Yeah.
That was me trying to rhyme like Dr. Seuss.
No, that was good.
Or Dr. Dre. Yeah, so they had a key for it, which was good. Kept it clean. You can actually see the little key on the bottom. Do you see in the bottom right? There's a little thing on the sink.
Oh, yeah.
A big, like, long black stick.
That is a big, long black stick.
That is the key. It is attached to that thing.
That's a key?
That is the key. Well, obviously, there's a regular key attached to it. That's just, like, the giant keychain. Because, like, notoriously, they have, like, a giant keychain so people don't walk away with it.
Yeah.
I think it's just so you can't, like, pocket it on accident or lose it.
I mean,
like, you'll never lose
some
that.
Really big pockets.
Really big pockets.
I have a big hole in my winter jacket right now. I could stick that thing in there.
But my main thing walking in here, I was like, this is Speedway on Packard. Like, sorry if you're listening, but you're notoriously, like, kind of a trashy place for trashy people.
Huh.
Do you not agree with me?
I mean, I'm not saying.
Don't act like you don't agree. You don't agree with me.
I like the fencing on the side of the land.
The fencing?
Yeah, don't they have, like, fence on the side?
Yeah, sure. Probably.
I think they do.
Yeah, I reviewed the bathroom, not the fence, so.
Well, my bad.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to click the next button for me. I want to hear about the bad stuff.
Humph. Fine. I thought I missed for a second.
Bad. So, bathroom, or sorry.
Backroom of the week?
Yeah, you can tell I haven't had my coffee yet. So, backrooms, bathroom. There was like this is better. You can better tell, like, this is, it's literally just so bright in there. And imagine, like, going from, like, a dark outside to, like, a gas station, then you just go in there expecting it to be dirty and gross. And it was just like, wow, there's, like, a sound effect. I don't know. You can imagine it.
Yeah.
But, they had no extra supplies. Not a great look. Didn't use I got to start inspecting toilet paper. Didn't know. I'm sure they had toilet paper. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt right now. I'm sure they had toilet paper in there. But they did not I didn't look for it, so maybe it had it, maybe it didn't. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, say that they did. But no supplies lingering that I could see, just in case I needed to grab an extra, something like that, no shelf. But it is a gas station bathroom notorious for people taking stuff and or leaving stuff. So, ads in the bathroom, where the hell in the world is this world? Where the hell is the world coming to? Why the hell is there ads in the bathroom?
What kind of ad is that?
I think it's just advertising.
Oh, is that the Speedway
app?
Your
phone fell in the crack. You're welcome.
Oh, thanks. I mean, for once, I don't have it out.
Yeah.
That's why I should keep it out.
That's why you gotta
keep
it in
privilege.
The pocket. So, it's literally just advertising Speedway app. So, in case you're on the toy and you were like, what app should I buy right now? There's just a giant sign talking about the Speedway app. That is it. That is the only thing on the walls. There is literally white walls, white ceiling, white toilet, white floor, white lights. All of it is white except for that one sign that's just, download the Speedway app.
I mean, I have an idea what app I would download when I'm on the John.
Which one?
The sponsor of today's video, Raid Shadow Legends.
Shadow Legends.
I've never downloaded that game.
One day, maybe they'll sponsor us now. But you can tell that guy in the top right, he's doing a thing. He's not doing the good stuff. That's the guy type of guy that I thought was going to be in the bathroom waiting for me when I.
He does
the
have
key.
The key that's attached to that stick.
He's the key that's attached to the thing. So like, I was thinking that guy got the key or something, or he copied it or something. But no fun allowed because where's the GD fun located? Because I couldn't find it. They had nothing on the walls. Now I'm the gas station bathroom. You don't expect a lot from it. But I don't know, no color, no nothing. I don't know. Some people are just going in and going out. That's part of the thing. But I don't know. I thought it was pretty boring. It was just very eye opening because it was just like, this is nothing.
What were you saying about the function earlier? No function.
I'm not invited to the function.
We put the fun in function. I feel like
we put the fun in function.
Whenever we go out, whenever we're there, yeah. It's gonna be a good time.
So this time,
100% guarantee.
100% guarantee. So invite us to your birthday parties, and we're open for birthday parties and graduation parties, and also
just normal parties,
bachelorette parties, and bachelor parties. If you invite us, we'll go.
I want to go to Michael Rubin's white party.
Okay, cool. We'll do that.
Sweet.
Who's that?
Michael Rubin is the CEO or like one of the owners of Fanatics.
Okay.
If you know what that is.
That's like a ad.
It's like a wholesaler website. They sell the jerseys and sports merch and stuff.
Yes, I knew that.
But
I said ad.
Yeah.
For some reason.
You just want.
I'm embarrassing myself in front of 13 people.
I'm sure half of them are shaking
people.
Their heads right now.
13 loyal people.
It's quite a shame. Oh. Oh, I see where you're going with this. That's you. That's your hair.
Wake up.
That's your phone.
Wake up.
And that's the toilet.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
I don't like this anymore.
Yeah, I rate this bathroom. I rate this bathroom a 5.6 because, honestly, it was a goofy out back rooms, and for some reason, I give it a 5.6 because it wasn't like a great bathroom, but it wasn't a bad bathroom. It was clean. That's why I don't put it. That's why I'm not putting it over 6. But that's why I'm not putting it under 5, because it was a clean bathroom, like oddly clean. It had Dumble the soap, and then it had, and that was pretty much it. That's all this bathroom had to offer was Dumble the soap, and that's pretty much it.
Wake up.
Wake up. Do you want me to explain this photo to you now?
I kind of get it. But
so that?
I'm sure like half of our 13 viewers don't know.
This was a security footage of, I don't know how we got this. I don't know, we got this from... We had to go far and deep and wide for this one, but we got security footage of me doing actively taking pictures and stuff for the bathroom of the week. They had security cameras in the bathroom. This was an actual live footage of me doing bathroom of the week.
You like no clipped in there.
No clipped in there.
Scary stuff, man.
Scary stuff, man.
5.6 out of 10.
5.6 out of 10. Hey guys. And, this should be a great time to plug Plug your nose if you're stinking up the place. Plug your nose right now. Yeah.
If this is you, plug your nose.
Plug your nose. Guys, if this is you, plug your nose. Guys, if this is you, this you, plug your nose.
This you. Also on that note, if you do have a bathroom of your own that you would like Kyle and I to review, message us on Instagram, message us on TikTok in the link tree that is in our bio Instagram. We do have a form that you can fill out, send pictures, give your own personal opinion on there.
The
Let
first
us know.
Person to do it that we do not know, Nick told me he will personally walk a bouquet of flowers to them, bathroom-themed flowers, and bring it to their house. The first person that we don't know to do that, and I say that with people we don't know, because I don't want people I know sending them saying, like, oh, where's my bouquet of flowers? If I do not know you, you will be getting flowers, bathroom-themed. Nick will walk them to your house.
Yeah.
It'll happen. I've seen it happen. He comes to my house all the time because I bathroom.
Yeah. If you haven't gotten them yet, it just means I'm on my way. If I'm gone for an episode or two, you already know I'm on the way to your
house. He will walk them to your house.
So.
Yeah, we might have to do a ep.
Just a live ep.
Live up from
all the
road.
Air turbulence.
Yeah, we'll do a call in. Hey Nick, how's it going down there?
I think it'd be sick. You know, I had a call like that with a good friend of ours the other day.
Who?
Our friend Wyatt.
Oh, gotcha.
Shout out Wyatt, first off.
Shout out Wyatt, good time.
Wyatt's a cool guy.
I'm not sure of Wyatt's last name. I think it's good time.
Shout out
Wyatt, good time.
Wyatt knows how to have a good time. But he told me that.
Speaking of why, good time. I'm gonna take a swig of my cup of unknown liquids.
You know, if you want to do that, you can. But Wyatt, you know, he had some issues that he was telling me about, and I know I told you.
Is he okay? Is Wyatt good time okay?
He's doing okay. There's just some things that he's experiencing right now, and I know I told you a little bit about it.
Yeah,
but
obviously it's very important to us because Wyatt Good Time is our number one guy.
Yeah, Wyatt's great. I thought it'd be great that we both came up with a solution for him. So this is going to be a segment that is called Invention Convention.
This is new to our podcast. We are pretty excited about it. If you don't want to watch it, who cares?
You should watch it, though, in case you're experiencing something. Yeah, we do that.
So
that's good.
Thanks.
Boom.
Show me your fist again. Should we go like this? Why do your knuckles do that?
What?
They like go in, like you're a dinosaur.
I don't know, man.
That's kind of cool. Honestly, it looks kind of cool.
I'm a bit unique. What can I say?
It probably because he broke his hand or something.
I did break this finger like twice.
Really?
Yeah.
I broke
the finger itself when I was in third grade, and then I broke the growth plate when I was in seventh.
The growth plate. I've been there, but just kidding. There's like a theory of something being like, there are, I don't know, there's like broken arm theory or something, like, or where it's like, if you, there are people who have either break bones, okay, I'll skip over it in a second, but there are people who like break bones, and there are people who like don't break bones, and people who don't break bones have like a guardian angel looking over them, and people who break bones don't.
Well, I know where I'm going when it's all said and done.
Yeah, sorry about that, brother.
I'll enjoy my time on Earth while I'm here.
Sorry, brother.
This is Invention Convention. Wyatt came to us.
I was talking. Can you do it again for the clip?
Yeah. This is Invention Convention. Now, our good friend Wyatt, he had a problem that he presents to us. I'm going to present that problem to you guys in just a second. Kyle and I both came up with unique solutions to Wyatt's problem that he had. I'm just going to talk about mine first. And, have you ever had a lot of bad habits? You ever had any times where you're fearing people with red hair?
Have you ever had any A-team? Have you ever had any
save it for yours,
castle
man.
On the hill?
Save it for your invention. this is my project.
I thought we were just gagging about Ed Sheeran songs. I thought we were still doing it for the clip.
We can put it in there.
Didn't mean to step on your toes. I know you're mad.
No,
at me.
No, I gotta start over, man.
Don't start over.
Don't.
Yeah, after you have to give me 5 push-ups.
Whatever. I'm not doing these push-ups on camera. Have you ever had some bad habits? Have you ever had fear of a man with orange hair? You ever have Ed Sheeran get you down? Well, I know somebody who personally has been affected by it. Here's the facts. My friend Wyatt over here, like I said, he just reached out to me, and I told Kyle about this as well. Wyatt has an uncontrollable fear that is so bad, and it's debilitating, of anything to do with Ed Sheeran. Now, I don't really know his backstory as to how he got to this point. I think he probably listened to Shape of You a few too many times. But I think it's quite an unfortunate situation for him to be in. I want to help him out as best as I can. So the biggest question that I have is, how do we make Wyatt smile just like in that photo right there? Wyatt, I'm here to help you, man. I have multiple things that can help you, actually. So here's a solution for you. The Sheeran Care Package.
Sheeran Care Package.
Thank you for saying it more normal than me. I don't know why I said care like care. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going for, but that is right. The Sheeran Care Package has multiple products that will help you get over your fear of Ed Sheeran. It is designed and packaged all together to bring you some sort of comfort. The idea behind it is the idea of exposure therapy. For example, if like somebody has like an allergy or a fear, mostly fear. This is the situation that's in. We just, you know, expose you little by little to your fear and in hopes that you're going to get better. And personally, like, I'm a fan of Ed Sheeran's music. I think that he produces some pretty good stuff. I think that he's a very nice guy, very soft figure. I think that, I don't think there's that much to be afraid of. And I'm hoping, Wyatt, that some of these things that I put in this care package for you are going to help you with that. So, first, I just put tea and water in there. This is just based on principle, on the fact that he's British. I mean, we've done it to them once again. We just took the tea and threw it in the harbor, the Boston Harbor. Boston Tea Party. My ancestors were probably there. I know your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was one of the leading perpetrators of the Boston Tea Party.
He sure was.
Yeah, just something on principle. Just you know, do it again. Really drive the point home.
Let them know.
Yeah, I feel like, and I might be a little wrong about this. So like, I feel like Wyatt might have a slight fear of the British too. So a little, not liking the posh people, but tea and water are always good. Water keeps you hydrated. Tea makes you feel good. You ever have some nice herbal tea or some like, I don't know, Snapple in a bottle? Like, it makes you feel good, and that's kind of what we're going for here, just to soothe you a bit. So tea and water, we got that for you. We got supermarket flowers for you guys, just like in the song, supermarket flowers. Flowers is a sign of kindness. You buy them for people when you want to tell them they're doing a good job, just because you love them, stuff like that. It's all meant in a kind gesture. Now, with flowers being so positive, Ed Sheeran is also positive, probably. But, I mean, just look at the guy. He won't hurt you. I don't think he could hurt you. And just to make it, like, more towards your taste, we do have the ability for you to pick out your own arrangement of flowers. So you pick some red, orange, green, blue, like, any kinds of flowers you want. We will put in there for you, and we will get it to your house so you can have your nice smelling flowers to help you get over your fear of Ed Sheeran. I also have a box of a jar of stars, all of the stars, in fact, which was in the movie The Fault in Our Stars. I feel so astrological right now, and you will too once you have this box. I keep wanting to call it a box. You will too when you have this jar of stars. We all love the stars. They come out at night. We look up in the air and they're like, wow, look at all those stars. I mean, there's such a beauty in things like a star gazing, just looking at the stars. You see everything out there. And I think it looks really cool. And it's just nice little ornaments to the Christmas tree that is the night sky.
Tiny jar?
Big jar. Tiny jar. It has every single star in it.
This one's pretty bright.
Yeah, I mean, And it brings brightness. Even in the dark, there's always some light peeking through, and those are the stars. They have every single constellation that you can imagine in there. Poetic indeed, I agree. You'll find Ursa Major, Ursa Minor, Big Dipper, Little Dipper, Orion. Just any constellation you can think of, this jar will have for you.
Ah.
So, yeah, you'll have that. You'll have the Sherpa, which is a Sherpa jacket, but it plays off the Ed Sheeran name a little bit. We all know Sherpas to be very fuzzy, very cozy. They keep you warm and everything. Well, the way that we keep this one warm for you is actually using Ed Sheeran's hair. That's right. We have been collecting it for the past 10, 15 years in order to make this product feel just like Ed Sheeran as best as you can. We all know our hair is soft. It feels very nice when people like run your fingers through it. Why not have that feeling on all across your body, on at least your torso, at least? It should be really comfy for you. It's something that's going to help you take advantage of it. And it's scented like lavender. Who wouldn't want a lavender-scented Sherpa? I know I want one.
Is that Ed's favorite cold scent?
I mean, lavender just makes you feel good. It's a soothing scent.
Okay.
That's the point of it all. All
right.
And we also give you a complimentary puppet. I mean, odds are, like, a lot of people haven't seen, like, Ed Sheeran in person. So, like, we just say, Ed Sheeran isn't real. He can't hurt you. That's why we bring you an Ed Sheeran puppet.
Gotcha.
He's a softer, friendlier version of Ed Sheeran. Because, I mean, you can look at him and you're like, okay, he looks a little scruffy. Could be a little menacing that way. But he doesn't look scruffy at all when you put him in puppet form.
Mm-hmm.
There's multiple variations of where you see his puppet. He was in the Happier music video. Great song, by the way. Love that song. Hits the feels. And in the Sing movie, I believe, or one of them.
The puppet was in the Sing movie?
Or at least like some like promotional like thing for it.
Okay.
But yeah.
It was an animated movie.
Ed Sheeran, I think it might have been a promotion. I remember seeing it, and I've seen some stuff of it.
But
yeah, Ed Sheeran. He's a soft guy. So, what are you waiting for? Conquer your fears today. Ed Sheeran supports your mission to help you get over your fears with him. By all means, the green light is yours. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, all right. I understand.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I don't know if we established this from the beginning, but I think the idea of invention convention is I present one, Nick presents another, and you guys decide which one is better.
Yeah, we both have creative minds here at the Barely Qualified Show.
So in Barely Qualified Studios here, Nick has one and I have the other. Therefore, my invention, I went a little bit of a different route. Nick kind of went towards the package route where it gives you a bunch of other stuff, which might have been a little bit cheating, where he says, all right, it's a package. And
the Sherpa is its own cool thing.
I invented something just to avoid Ed Sheeran altogether. This is
what?
Ed, this is you, this is what Ed does, and this is what you do. This is an invention to keep Ed away from you. You do not want to see him, you don't want to hear him, and this is how it's going to help you. These are the green tint glasses. Now, these are when Ed is detected using a very, very, very specific AI, like, that is just to detect Ed. It is a pair of sunglasses that have, you can see a little bit of a zoomed in section there. They have built in, sponsored by Beats as well. Beats helped us out with this very micro.
Those look like Deets.
Yeah, sorry, I flopped it around.
Deets by Bray.
Deets by Bray. So, they, when Ed Sheeran is detected, because our AI is always in search of him, the glasses tint to a green, and which will sort of cancel out the red. I'm not sure if you know how color theory works, but the glasses will tint green, and it'll cancel out the red, so you are no longer seeing the red hair, the red beard, and then the music will start playing in your ear. Anything other than Ed Sheeran, anything other than it, if music starts playing, the music will start over. You will hear nothing but not Ed Sheeran once that is playing, and you will see nothing but a normal guy who looks like maybe just got brown hair, maybe he's just got brown beard, maybe you got blonde hair, maybe you got a blonde beard, you know what I mean? So
maybe you got a UCLA dad quarter zip on,
yeah,
too.
You're not buttering me up.
Please don't have kids.
We are against. These are green tint glasses. These are our way of just keeping Ed out of sight and out of mind.
I've heard you've tried these before. How do they work for you?
They worked well. I don't even remember seeing them. I thought it was my dad. I remember I walked up. I had the glasses on. I spoke to him. I was so not in fear of him because I just literally thought it was my father. That's because he just looked like a normal guy if anybody I've ever seen.
Very well known.
Yep. And our motto is, when he is detected, you are protected. When he is detected, you are protected. When he is detected, you are protected. They just sound too similar. When he is detected, you are protected. No Sheeran Ed today. Ed Sheeran today. And that's why I said he instead of Ed, because we do not speak of him because he is gone. When he is detected, you are protected. I like that. That was a good one.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch your motto. When Can you say it two more times at least?
When he is detected, you are protected.
Can you click your heels after you say it too?
Fuck. When he is detected, you are protected.
Two more times.
You're making me look like a show pony. Right? When he is protected, you are detected.
You messed it up.
When you are detected, he is protected.
I think he's losing his marbles over here, guys. But
who had a better invention? More specifically, Wyatt, who would you choose to help your little fear we got going on?
Yeah, let us know. I mean, we both went different routes with this. I think that's something that's really cool for two of us.
Mechanical, actual physical invention. He went sort of more of a therapeutic route of where it was a deal of things.
I want to see the good come out for everything.
Okay.
So, yeah, let us know what you guys think.
Let it snow.
If you guys, we can make a Google form about this.
Please
too,
do.
I think. If you guys have any other obscure, random problems such as this that you're solved, let us know. Like I said, TikTok,
TT,
Instagram,
IG.
I'll make a LT. That's Linktree.
Linktree.
That's slang for Linktree.
L slang for Linktree. You'll get it.
I'll make a form for that at some point. If you have some sort of problem that you would like us to solve and put our creative minds to work,
cool.
Let us know. Again, same with the bathroom. Send us your bathrooms of the week for us to review. We got a lot going on. We know that everyone here has a lot going on. They all have their own problems. They all have their own experiences that they go through. Share those with us. We would love to hear about everything that our viewers go through on a little daily basis.
You said it. And on that note, guys, I think that brings episode 5 to a close.
Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in again. Once again, shout out Wyatt. We hope that we were able to help you a bit.
Yeah,
this is Kyle.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you can say it. This is Kyle. I'm Nick. We're here, but we're barely qualified. Take care.